You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
And Sasha Dukowski.
I didn't say who I was.
Smooth segue. Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Are you asking me or are you asking people that can't actually answer that question?
I'm asking the people who can't actually. I don't care how you're doing.
I don't know.
You want to hear this is the stupidest thing that I've done in my recent life?
Yeah. Share it with the fans.
So for a creative writing assignment, I wrote a short story. It's like 1,400 words. It could just be about anything I wanted. And I used holes as a symbol throughout my story. So, you know, like, that he chews holes through a mouth guard at one point. You know, like, burrows for rabbits and drains and that kind of thing. So a lot of holes in the story. And I thought that I was being really clever. And I was like, oh, but, like, the real hole is like you're getting a little peephole.
I'm gonna interrupt you for a second. Yeah. I can already tell that this isn't the dumbest story ever.
I'm literally not, and you're wasting my time by interrupting my story. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna be clever, and the biggest hole is the peephole we're getting into this guy's life. It's just like a little glimpse of this of the life of somebody who's much worse off than you, blah blah blah, whatever. So I named the story A Hole because I thought that was clever and cool, and it was only once, like, the ninth story was printing out that I realized that A Hole is A Hole, and that I could not give this paper to my class because it's A Hole. You're looking at me with a blank face. Do you realize how dumb that is? I named my story A Hole.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get it.
It took you way too long to get that, my guy.
It is 4:05.
Do you realize how ridiculous it would have been for me to walk in with a straight face, 10 stapled copies of A-Hole?
Well, it works. It's a double entendre. It works in two ways.
It's stupid, and I'm ashamed of myself for not realizing it before I hit print on the whole screen.
Well, the first thing I think about when I think of holes is sex holes.
There were no sex holes in my story.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm ridiculous.
That's funny.
No, it's, yeah, because you're laughing a lot. I didn't even laugh when it happened. I was just upset.
What time was that?
It was, I don't know, like 10.
Word.
All right,
we're gonna play the next song now.
Just shamed myself.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm so people. Tired. I can't. You can't.
No. I mean, I shame myself. I don't care that you didn't laugh. I'm just disappointed that I exposed myself.
And we're gonna play the next song.
All right. See y'all later.
of love in your heart, but who you gonna give it to? I'm sure there's lots of guys that you see, but I swear they're not as cool
as me, as me.
Girl, I could take you where you wanna go. If you wanna ride, we could watch a movie at the beach or just chill and get high. And we can do whatever you wanna do.
People not in there, living crazy, that's the only just like this? Do you try on all your knives like this?
I might
put some spotlight on the slide. Whatever comes, comes too clear. Do you slide on all your knives like this? Do you try on all your knives like this?
I might
put some spotlight. This jewelry ain't no use when it's this dark. It's my favorite part, we see the lights that got so far. It went too fast, we couldn't reach it with the arm. It's on the wrist, a link of charms. Laying real still, a link of parts. Like we could die all young, like we could die all blind, huh? If we could see in 2020, twice we could see it till the end.
When that's on her face,
spotlight.
Put that spotlight on her face. We gon' pipe up and turn up.
Pipe up.
We gon' light up and burn up.
Burn up.
Mama too hot like a.
Like what?
Mama too hot like a furnace.
Furnace.
I got a 100 G's, I'ma go yard. My diamonds gon' shine when the lights dark.
Shine.
You and I take a ride down the boulevard.
Yeah.
And your friends really wanna break us apart.
Good, good lord.
Good gracious, hey. Staring at my diamond while I'm hopping out of spaceship. Need your information, take vacation to Malaysia. You my baby, the paparazzi flashing crazy. She swallowed the bottle while I sit back and smoke gelato. Walking my mansion, 20,000 painting Picasso. Bitch, it be dipping, dabbing with niggas like a nacho. Took off a pen and diamond dancing like Rick Ricardo. She having it, with the color working on the bachelor. I know you got a pass, I got a pass, that's in the back of us. Average, I'ma make a million on the average. I'm riding with no brain, bitch, I'm out
do
of it.
Do you slide on all your knives like this? Try on all your knives like this. Put some spotlight on the slide. Oh yeah. Whatever comes, comes too clear. Do you slide on all your knives like this?
Yeah.
Do you try on all your knives like this? Put some spotlight on the slide. Whatever comes, comes too clear.
I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about that song, because I feel
Wait. There are 5 songs we've played, and I haven't said the names of any of them, and that's my job as the DJ that I have to do.
All right, I'm just gonna pick this scab on my
And then we can talk about that song. Yeah. Okay. First song was "So Many Details" by Toro y Moi.
It was really boring.
It was boring.
This is boring.
Oh, this is boring.
This is terrible.
Second song was "Flim" by Aphex Twin. Early Aphex Twin. Third song was "Some" by Steve Lacy off of his new demo tape. He's the guitarist of the internet.
The whole
was "Off the Wall" by Michael Jackson.
That's somebody I never listened to growing up.
Early Michael Jackson is a magical, magical thing. In that,
should I start getting into early Michael Jackson?
Wait. And the fourth song was
beat me up with your words.
The new Calvin Harris song, which I don't like even saying that I played a Calvin Harris song, but I did, which is called "Slide" featuring Frank Ocean and Migos. But to answer your question, Michael Jackson, you know, people know him as the king of pop.
Right.
And we were just having this discussion about pop music and how we feel about it.
Yeah, I never listened to it growing up, really. The extent of my listening to pop music was the Beatles.
Right.
And as they kind of got on in years, I don't know if I would consider like their later albums
like
pop
what?
Music. Like Sgt. Pepper's.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like that's not pop, you know?
It is, or though.
It's kind of pop.
They were changing pop.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
It was pop.
See, your definition of pop that became very clear to me is like,
oh god, you got me all figured out, Sammy.
Pop is like,
oh god,
like non-conceptual, like kind of like a facade of music that's like kitschy and like has, you know, something that you can remember the, you know.
When I was growing up, like pop in my mind and in the kind of collective mind of the people I was going to school with was like Party in the USA,
yeah,
and
yeah,
crap like that, you know, and I, you know, was not into that, so I kind of wrote off pop as being trash. And when people told me that the Beatles were a boy band and that it was they were pop, I would defend them, you know, which is ridiculous because they are objectively pop.
Yeah. To answer your question, I think you should listen to Michael Jackson because it contextualizes pop music.
Okay.
I think there's like scenarios where pop music is absolute trash because it's just trying to be something that the most amount of people will listen to.
Yeah.
But like because of that, it has potential to like have very interesting music in it.
Yeah. So just to talk about the Calvin Harris song, I personally felt like it was kind of unremarkable. Like it wasn't even that it was bad. It was just like if I heard it, I wouldn't seek.
It was out generic.
To it again. Exactly.
Totally agree.
But you know, maybe you know. No, I'm pretty certain in my assertion that it was a generic.
But I think that was like, at least on Frank Ocean's part, somewhat intentional.
I hope so.
Because like,
yeah, I mean you can't be the guy who performed and produced Blonde, and then not be aware of what you're doing making a song.
His whole thing is off pop. Like his whole thing is like. Making a critique of pop by making pop music,
yeah.
You know, like I feel like that, and also Migos is like pop right now.
Right.
Migos is like new pop, you know.
I don't know much about Migos, but
I mean I don't really either, but that's like what people would consider like Bad and Bougie is like the song right now.
That's him.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. So.
All right. So what are we?
They're like redefining pop.
You like giving the names of the songs after, right?
What do you mean?
I was gonna say, what are we listening to next? But you like.
No.
All right. Leave a little mystery for the people at home.
We talked for too long.
Yeah, dude. That was way too long. We're gonna have to cut off one of my songs.
Oh yeah. That's yeah.
All right. Fool to love you. I was a fool to love. I was a fool to love. I was a fool to love. I was a fool to love you. I was a fool to love. I was a fool to love. Hey, lonely. Sorry, but I'm leading you, my friend. Don't hold me on my back and teasing me again.
My friend, they hold me back with insecurity. I was a fool to love you. Yeah, we could have had it all. Oh, oh, oh. I was a fool to love you. Yeah, we could have had it all. Oh, oh, oh. Now goodbye to you. Self-assurance is taking me. Shoulder on my-
so far away. You were so drunk, you miss it all.
Yay.
Just make sure you have the right Jordans on, or be left behind to ride and die.
Face down in the gutter.
This is gonna sound like I was just hitting the hash. They make us think it's a race war when the war is in class. Teachers come through the speakers and bitches through the glass. Subliminal messages influencing the whole clash. Black, white, gay, straight human beings all pee and want some ass. If you scared of different, then you should not take the same path. If all lives matter when we mention black, why do you gasp? Behind our blue skies is the sun who's surrounded by black. I love the camel, but why have more ammo than mash? Instead of blowing yourself up, take a love pill and laugh.
Yeah.
All right. I'll list off the songs real quick.
Yeah,
so after that Calvin Harris song, I played Fool to Love by Nao. Nao, not N-A-O. I don't know. Then Reality by Grimes. And then The Turndown featuring Pharrell from the new Thundercat album called Drunk. And then a song off of Tame Impala's Currents called Past Life.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what we played.
Should I read the PSA now?
Yeah, let's. Right. Yeah.
This is a firearms safety PSA. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You know, I grew up in New York, so I never really, like, I never went hunting or, like, anything like that. But my dad, you know, he grew up in Connecticut, and he used to tell me stories about, like, his BB gun and stuff, and, like, really, like, the gun, always assume the gun is loaded is, like, a really true thing.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not gonna tell all the stories that he told me, but, like, it's, guns are so dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so scary. Dangerous.
It's scary.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, man.
Yep.
You want to talk about Pharrell?
Pharrell.
I promise.
Pharrell, yeah. What do you mean?
We wanted to talk about quasi-pop, yeah? And why it's quasi-pop.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was just saying off the air that I realized a lot of this playlist is, I guess, quasi-pop.
And then I was like, well, what, you know, because you were kind of, you kind of pointed out that, like, my view of pop is, like whatever, like, you know, not conceptual, not intelligent music or whatever
you said, right? Okay.
And I was like, oh, you know, so what makes that quasi, you know,
right.
That, because, like, what separates pop from quasi pop?
Yeah, well pop is just music that's popular.
Yeah.
So, and this music isn't really, like, being played on the radio, but it's influenced by pop,
right.
And then it's like a critique of pop, a lot of it,
right? Yeah. But I think that makes an interesting thing, because, you know, maybe I shouldn't say this on the radio, but nobody listens to the radio. You're like, not very many people listen to the radio anymore.
Well, not us. Music.
Right, yeah. But
a crap ton of people listen to the radio, dude.
You think so?
Like, moms and, like, their kids, like, driving to school every day.
Right.
Like, there is a very specific market of people listening to the radio, and that's exactly what it's being played for.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
you're right. But you know what? Because it's another thing about where I didn't grow up around people listening, like,
driving in cars.
Yeah.
Which is what it, but, like, when I grew up, we listened to the radio every day on the way to school.
Right.
So, okay. But yeah, so I'm talking, recently Frank Ocean interviewed Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
and the focus of the interview was on this conversation where, like, radio music isn't, like, showing the music of the time. Basically,
right. Yes,
and how now it's just a matter of, like, scientific marketing for what's going to be, like, get the best numbers,
exactly, yeah.
So that they can, like, get the ad agencies to, you know, be on their radio show or whatever.
Yeah.
And
it sucks that that's what that they have to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous.
They do.
It's so sad. Yeah. They do have to do it. Yeah, because it's a business.
And yeah, and you know, maybe this is a naive, untrue thing to say. This is totally unresearched, but, like, radio would probably die out if the people were playing more interesting subjective music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, probably.
Which
sucks.
Yeah. And then we were talking about what? We were talking about Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, we were talking about Letterman, yeah.
Oh, we were talking about Tyler, the Creator, because he's a big Pharrell fan.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, I saw a performance of Tyler, the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt, and Domo Genesis on the Letterman show, and, you know, when it wasn't Stephen Colbert. God, I hate Letterman.
Yeah.
I hate him so much. He's so blatantly racist.
Blatantly racist is not the right way
not
to describe.
Not blatantly.
He's
whatever.
Very subtly racist.
Subtly racist? Okay,
blatantly
yeah.
racist he's, with him being
he's,
like...
He's blatantly, like,
awkward.
Well, I don't get what these kids see in it, but I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that attitude so much. It's so closed-minded, and I guess it's just blatant to me because I just want to hate him.
Yeah.
But it's just so clear to
me that
he was really uncomfortable with the fact that all three of those guys are black. And
the music is really aggressive, and it's
that's true.
Nobody that watches Letterman listens to like Tyler the Creator or Earl Sweatshirt, and that song's really like angry.
Yeah,
and they just went up and like screamed through their three verses, and then like dropped the microphone and walked off the stage.
And so I can see how you'd be taken aback by that, but also just like. You've been in the entertainment industry for like what? Like he did that show for like 20 years, right?
I have no idea.
He did it for a long time. Like you have to be accepting of what entertainment is. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like he doesn't seem like somebody who's particularly like thoughtful about.
He's not open-minded. Music.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. He's not open-minded about.
But he also is like is. Just getting back to pop. He's just doing what his fan base wants him to do, which is I feel like you don't really like those talk shows, and the reason why you don't like them is the same as the reason why you don't like pop music is because it's marketing. Like it's just them. You know, that's why they're doing it. That's why they're saying what they're saying.
That's right. I also don't like Jimmy Fallon and stuff.
Yeah.
I love Conan O'Brien because he has stand-up comedians on his show a lot. So, like, I've watched probably hours of, like, Bill Burr and Louis C.K. and those guys on Conan's show. Because they, like, started out together. All right. Now we're going to play some of my, I got three tunes for y'all. And then that's the end of the show, right?
I mean, yeah.
Should we say the names of the tunes beforehand, or
no? We'll say them after.
Okay, word. Yeah, we'll have like a minute or two. All right, let's hit it.
Sex, money, sneakers, airplanes, good briefing, good music, and good people. That's all I know. Sex, money, sneakers, airplanes, good music, good people. That's all I know.
No, ain't nobody perfect. Ooh, oh. But in the end, it's all worth it. Ooh, oh. I've been great in a million churches. What am I supposed to do when I feel like I deserve it? Yes, I stay fly, stay fly. Till the day I die, I die. Cause when I die,
you know I can't take none of this with me. No, 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 no.
And just like you do, I rock what I buy. And life is just a little more exciting because I'm so.
I'ma
lace my sneakers to this one, lace my sneakers to this one, yeah. I'ma lace my sneakers to this one, lace my sneakers to this one, yeah. I'ma lace my sneakers to this one, lace my sneakers to this one, yeah.
Money,
You know I can't take none of this with me. No, 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 no.
And just like you do, I do.
Y'all for coming out tonight, this afternoon, this morning, whatever it is, wherever you're at.
If you're listening to this song, you may think the chords are good. Just
pressure on your head. I said I loved you, said it back like it was scripted, but you meant it, like the flavor of that lemonade that we were sipping on our sushi written dinner day. Oh, you think you special now? Other bitches tripping now, cause we fleeing to the moon, fuck earth, man, we sick of y'all. Wings on my back, so we ain't got a cop of chicken now. Nah, nah.
I never know when that song ends. I have no clue. Sasha, you want to just quickly say what the last three songs are?
Oh, yeah. First, we heard Sex, Money, Sneakers by BJ the Chicago Kid. I just recently found that song, and I think it's spectacular. It's, like, lighthearted, but also, like, I don't know, it's a great song. I don't have a lot to say about it, but it's great. Then we heard Only Another Northern Song by the Beatles off of Yellow Submarine. I grew up watching that movie, and that was, like, a really...